Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Rolling with a Diva. I'm Sabrina Williams and I'm your host. And for the next 30 to 90 minutes, we're going to do some great interviews, enjoy some great music, and just tell you guys how much we appreciate you for listening. Have a good time and enjoy the show.
I'll abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to you, Lord, you are my refuge. I will say to you, Lord, you are my King. Let me worship. I will let me worship. Let me worship. I will worship. Anointed away, let it continuously flow out of my mouth. For you have done marvelous things. Let me give you all of the praise.
I want to
all of the praise. That's why I give you all of my praise. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, every day of my life I will continuously praise your name. For you have done marvelous things. For you have done marvelous things. Let me worship and adore you.
Sabrina Williams, and I'm your host, as I said earlier in the little recording, and today we are going to be looking forward to hopefully Mr. Arthur Rowland, who's going to be coming on. He's a six-time
Grammy Award, Seller Award winning, and a great jazz player. That was his song, Wanna Worship. I want to welcome you guys and remind you guys of how special you are, how awesome you are, and how loved you are. So let's talk a little bit about a lot of, it's not a lot, but it is a lot. In the world right now, we're struggling a lot with racism, with mental health, with suicide. We just had a fashion designer kill herself. And you know what? Depression is real. Depression can lead to suicide when people are not getting help and they're not they don't feel they can have anybody to talk to. So if you happen to know anybody or feel one of your friends that might be depressed or they might be suicidal and they've told you they just are tired, they can't make it anymore, they don't feel like they can do this life anymore, you really need to sit down, have a talk with them, and suggest that they get help. You know, if a person is saying they're going to kill themselves, then you don't need to leave them alone. You immediately need to call 911 and get them some help because, you know what, they need to know people care. If somebody does come to you and approaches you and says, you know, I want to kill myself, don't judge them because the last thing somebody wants to do when they come to somebody because they're trusting you is for them to feel like they can't talk to you or tell you what's going on. So really be there for people. Mental health is a real thing. It's not mean you're sick and you'll never be able to recover. It just means just like with anything else, with any other disease or anything that you have, that you know what you struggle and you just need help for it, and it doesn't mean it's going to last forever. So really let's really start stepping up our friendships. In the church, having seminars for people for mental health and reaching out to the homeless. Some people are homeless because of mental health reasons and things. So let's do that. We're going to go to another song with Mr. Roland, and his song is called Long Night. And actually, hold on a second because he's on the line. Hi, Mr. Roland.
Good afternoon. I apologize for running a little late today. But how are you?
I'm good. We just got to finish playing your song, Wanna Worship. So I'm going to actually, because I was telling everybody about your songs, but actually go ahead and introduce yourself. I did a little introduction, but introduce yourself. Tell them where you're calling from, how you got into music, and then we'll play another song, and then we'll let you tell your story.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, for most of you know, my name is Arthur Rowling. I am calling you from Atlanta, Georgia. Born in a little town just south of Atlanta, between Augusta, Georgia, and Atlanta, called Madison, Georgia. Actually voted the best little town in America. Population about 200. Very small town. Everybody knows everybody.
Nice. Okay, and so how did you get into Mr. Roland, how did you get into playing music, supervising a band, and just tell us that story?
Well, that's just God. I came up in a musical family. My sisters and I were touring and performing professionally at an early age, about 6 years old. My older sister was a year older than I am, so we range around the age from 7 down to about 4. We were touring with all of the top groups at the time, the Shirley Caesars, the Caravans, those artists, and we were doing it on weekends, and they were doing it every day. But everyone thought that we were out as you know we were out doing it professionally as a living. But we were just doing it on weekends. My dad was our manager, kind of a Joe Jackson kind of a manager, no nonsense manager. He made us rehearse. We were doing that, and we did a lot of radio jingles and things like that. So that is how I got into the business. And, of course, as we got older, my sisters and stuff started to want to do other things, but I kept pursuing the music aspect of it. And so around age 17 or so, when they decided they wanted to have to do the group anymore, I just kept going.
Oh, wow. Okay, and now tell us about I was telling everybody that you were a six-time, I hope I didn't get that number wrong, six-time a Grammy Award winning for Stellar Award. Tell everybody what that means in your as a musician for you.
For me, to be honest with you, it means absolutely nothing because I don't do it for the accolades or the awards. I just think that God kind of put me in a place and allow me to be just blessed enough to be in a time and a place and work with some very good artists that I received those accolades. I was working with a group called the Blind Boys of Alabama, who've been since inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I was just a young musician just out here just trying to do the right things and learning the business from some of the greats, and I was blessed to get a chance to produce and write for some of these artists, and the rest was history. But I tell people all the time, you know, when you win the awards of that accolade, of that caliber and level, you think that something is going to change automatically the next day, but in reality, it really doesn't. I still have to work as hard. I still have to, I still have to go out and make it happen for myself. Nothing really changes except you have the accolades behind your name. I think people expect more of you. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm still just the regular guy.
I like how that you're humble about that, and that that's an interesting concept, because I've talked to some artists, and when I'm interviewing, none of the people lately, all the people I've been interviewing lately have been artists like Lady Cassandra, G-O-Y-T, all very unarrogant people, just they're all humble about God. If you don't stay humble in your craft, God will humble you. And he will, and it doesn't matter what you do, because he gave you a gift and he can easily take it away. So tell us about the song Wanna Worship. Why did you write that song?
I started to get more into praise and worship. Of course, I came up in a very traditional situation in church and in the Baptist community, just experiencing a lot more of the modern churches and a lot more of the modern music. I wanted to do something that would be a little different. So I just decided that, you know, I wanted to do some praise and worship music. And I said, you know, I want to keep it very simple. So simple thing to do is to just write a song about worship. And that's what I did. I wrote a song saying I want to worship. And, you know, I don't really like to lose people in words and transitions and things. So I just wanted to keep it very simple. And I think simplicity in songs are things that sell.
That it really is, because it was a great song. We played that just after our introduction, and I really did like that song. Now we're going to play A Long Night. Explain that song and why you wrote it.
I wrote A Long Night because I was working with a fellow recording artist by the name of Earl the Bassman White, and he was in my studio, and I was producing some songs on him. We talked about just the dynamics and the contrast between our lifestyles. He's an artist out here really just trying to find his way and make it, and he's going to struggle. So the dynamics of that is that I, too, have been in his place. No matter what he saw me at this place in my life, I've also been in his place. And so I just kind of looked at a mirror image of where we were. I like it as to me getting out of a limo, going into Carnegie Hall to perform, and he's standing on the street in the rain on his bicycle trying to be in Carnegie Hall. And so the song was just about, you know, it's a long night, and we deal with a lot on our journey to where we're going, but it's all for that one night in heaven with God, and that's the night where everybody shines.
All right, we're going to get to that story that you're talking about. After A Long Night, we're going to play Arthur Roland's song, number A Long Night. We'll be right back. You're on the air with Rolling with the Diva.
Feel like I'm on the way. that weight, it feels so heavy.
Better carry from day to day.
Carry from day to day.
It's gonna be alright.
Gonna be alright.
Gonna have a long night.
Gonna have a good night.
In heaven.
Yeah. I can't wait. I can't wait.
But it's gonna be alright. Cause I'm gonna have a long night.
Lord, help me find my way, yeah. Cause I feel like I'm losing this battle more and more each day. While everyone around me
seems to prosper
more and more. And every time I turn around,
life closes another door.
But it's gonna be alright, cause I'm gonna have a long night in heaven. But it's gonna be alright, cause I'm gonna have a long night. Heaven.
I want to tell you guys, we're going to talk about, because I've got to hear a little bit of the backstory from Mr. Rowland, and this is one of the most humblest men. So as you listen to the story, remember what he said about the six times title doesn't matter, and as you hear the story, you'll understand why. He has been through a lot, and he has ride, he has lows, he has falls, and he has rose again. Somebody today, as I was telling the story, I think it was actually yesterday, Pastor Cedric, that was on the air, if you guys remember, with the clothing line worship wear. He was saying that he was a Job, that he had come a long way. So I like that. So I was just want to remind you again of listening to that show, and it was a great show. It was about grief. But today we're on again on the air with Arthur Rowland. This is Sabrina Williams, and I'm your host with Rolling with the Diva. I want to just point out again, about just before we brought Mr. Rowland on the air, we were talking a little bit about suicide. I know that people are struggling. It is a dark time for a lot of us, but you are loved, you are wanted, and God loves you so much. And I hope that these songs, that as you listen to them, that you can feel that love. If you are struggling with suicide, mental health, or you're in a domestic violence relationship, or you just really, really need somebody to talk to, I need you to, for suicide, if you just cannot hang on, you need to dial 911 immediately, or you can dial 211 in your area if you just feel you need to talk to somebody. You're not alone, and you are loved. So, okay, Mr. Rowland, I want you to tell everybody the story behind what you were saying, the differences, like where the young man that was seeing you, and I liked how you explained the analogy as in a limousine and in the bicycle. So go ahead and tell everybody your backstory.
Well, most people look at the now. They look at where you're living now, but they don't know. They see your story, but they don't know your history.
Right.
For the sake of music. I really had arrived and been to the highest heights in music. But I also realized that in that climb to get to where I was, I had left God behind. And God was just speaking to me in my life, and he had stripped it all away. I found myself after going to the White House, after going to councils and performing with queens and kings, I found myself living in my car, homeless, losing everything.
Wow.
And the reason for that was that I realized that I had lost my purpose and my reason behind why I was doing what I was doing, which was to glorify God and to witness to His people. You know, people say, well, when you get famous or when you get all of this, are you going to change? Well, the reality is that you can't, because people expect more out of you. And for me, I got so wrapped up in chasing the next hit and the next award and the whole business of the music that I forgot about the source of music, which was God. And all of that, he had to strip it all away to bring my recollection back to that. I needed the source, and I had forgot the source of him. It wasn't about the awards, it was about the accolades. So I was homeless, living in my car. God was speaking to me all the time for almost a year. But in my circumstance, in my situation, I realized that it wasn't reality, just a place that God had put me in to get my attention. And all while I was there, he was talking to me. He said, I wanted to get you a place where nobody could hinder you, nobody could distract you, where I could talk to you. I wanted to take you back and remember when you started all of this and how you got all of this. And I want you to see how far you've gone away from that. And he said, in 1 year, he said, I'm going to give you back everything that I allowed the devil to take from you. He said, keep in mind that he couldn't do anything unless I allowed him to do it. He said, I allowed him to strip you from everything so that I could get you back and I could speak to you and make you understand where it all came from. He said, in 1 year from today, I'm going to raise you up and I'm going to give it all back to you with the understanding of how you got it and why you got it. And he said, if you keep my commandments and do it the way I have you do it, you'll never, ever struggle another day in your life to have whatever it is that your desires of your heart is. And almost 35 days to that year, he brought it all back to me. He gave it all back to me times 10. And I've been walking in his favor ever since. And I tell you, when you have the favor of God, nothing else like it.
Amen. I'm not going to even tell the story of Job, because if you want to know the story of Job, you guys need to read the story. And I think it's chapter, it's actually the whole book of Job, but there's a part in there that Mr. Roland is just definitely talking where God talks to Job. And we all know that if you know the Bible, Job actually hadn't done anything. But God wanted, because Satan had asked for Job, and basically Satan had said, you know, basically, in these words, these are my words, if you give me him, he will basically disown you. And God said anything to him except for take his life. Job had to scrape boils off of him with, like, what we call at that time would have been like shards of glass, which would have been from clay pots. Job lost his wife. He lost his kids. But at the end of the chapters, at the end of, I think it was over 30 chapters, God rose him up and gave him back all of that as a number 7 in the Bible, as a completion. He did a great work for Job, but Job never lost his faith in God. He talked to God, he questioned God, but he never lost his faith. He never lost his faith in God and did not lose heart. And I think that sometimes that, I know for me today, this show means a lot, because every time I have one of these shows, I'm not for sure why God brings a person on at this moment in time. And I know for me, at this moment in time, I have really, really been talking to God about staying single and being okay with this, because there's been so many opportunities that I've had to date people, and they've turned out to be, I think they were Satan's brothers and sisters. I don't know. I'm just saying. Maybe they were. Who knows? But I have learned so much, and I'm now I'm at the point where I just, it's just me and God, and I want to be content, and I don't have time for this drama of my life. My mind is a different place. I really have chosen to be a writer and to do media, and I want to focus. So I think in my mind where I see this show that it was meant to be today, because as I had talked earlier with one of my friends, hi, Stacy, I'm going back to the Urban Release magazine. That's where God needed to get me back to, a magazine that I used to write online and be one of the best journalists they had. And I was, you know, I didn't realize how good I was at it until I had left it, and then God's like, you need to go back to that. So we are, the song Long Night means a lot to me, and you need to understand, you're not stuck where you are. You're never stuck. You just have to be willing to be humbled by God and allow him to help you and with that. I don't know, Mr. Roland, is that about how you see it, or what did I miss in there? Mr. Roland?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was saying, you. Yes, go ahead.
No, go ahead, sir.
As I was saying, you're absolutely right. We're never too late to get back to where we need to be with him. And that's something that we need to always remember.
Yeah, every one of these shows has a meaning behind it. And as I do this show with the with everybody, I'm able to actually see that. And from Lady Cassandra to Mr. Roland to Clarence Jones to Tim Thomas, these have all been great Christian people that have been on the show in the last month. And my show Rolling with the Diva used to be called Conversations with the Diva, but it's changed. That was by God, because I'm literally always somewhere traveling and talking to people about God. But today's show is meant for me. I don't know about anybody else, but it's meant to clarify for me that God has a plan for you, as Jeremiah 29:11 has said. And if you don't want to see that plan, that's on you. But you're going to keep going down many roads until you get back on the road with God. And sometimes I heard a story. I'm not for sure where I heard this. I think I read this. I don't know where it was, but I'll remember the story and get back to you guys. But the story was, there was a man, and I think it was a book I was reading, and the man had given, the employer had given this man three things in his life. He goes, stay on the same journey no matter what. Don't get on a different road. Always be faithful to the one you love, and don't get distracted by certain things. So the man said, okay. He went to his employer because he left home when he was, like, I think, let's say 21. He went and he left his wife at home and told her he'd be back. And he was gone for 20-some years. He went to his employer and said, I want to take all my pay, and I want to go. So the employer said, well, what if I give you some advice instead of the pay? The guy said, okay. So what I told you was the three advices that he gave the guy. The guy went on the road. The first night he stayed at a little inn, and there was a lot of noise and people were knocking on the door. He didn't open the door. The next morning he found out that the people that did open their doors, it wasn't a good thing for him. And then he remembered the first thing about the man, don't get distracted by sound. He keeps going down the road. He comes to a path, and these people say, well, this is a shorter way home. The guy first gets on the path, and then he remembers what his boss had told him. He gets back on the journey. Later on, if he would have kept down that road, he would have been mugged. Then he went home. When he got home, he looked in the window, and his wife was hugging a man, what he thought was a man, and it was a man. The next morning, he was so upset. But his boss had said, always stay faithful to your wife. He went the next morning, said, I'm home, and he was ready to give up on her. And he said, but I saw you hugging another man. You were unfaithful. And she says, no, I wasn't. That was our son. I actually found out I was pregnant after you left. The son was about 20-some years old. The man said, okay. He broke bread with her, that the employer had given him some bread, three loaves of bread. And the last loaf he ate, guess what, Mr. Roland? In there was the money that he had made plus interest over all of those years. That's the point. I don't remember where I read that story. All right, Mr. Roland, we're going to play your last song, Introducing to Christ. Tell us about that song.
Well, Enemies of Christ was a song that actually I wrote on my Latin tour in Caribbean when I was down with Bishop Noel Jones. Just listening to the sounds and the way they did instruments and stuff down there, so I decided I'd write something with, along with that flavor. They really play really well down there. I shall leave it tomorrow, headed to the Caribbean to actually do a music fest there. So this song is on reminiscence of the Caribbean.
Wait. You're headed to the Caribbean tomorrow to do a music fest?
That's correct.
Okay, so here you go, Mr. Roland. If you ever need somebody to carry your suitcases, you just let me know because I will carry them. Because I think that I
absolutely.
He's going to the Caribbean, y'all.
I'll be in Aruba on Saturday.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I think I can do my radio shows from there and just carry the suitcases and stay, and I can get my own little hotel room. You just let me know because I'll be there for you. I'm going to give you the moral support. Aruba.
Absolutely.
And the Caribbean. Oh, my goodness. Before we play your song, tell everybody where they can find you on social media and follow you at.
Of course, you can find me on Facebook at Arthur Roland and the Christian Experience. You can also find me on Instagram at Arthur Roland and on Twitter at Arthur Roland. So if you just put in Arthur Roland, it should pull up all my information. All of the digital web media sites, you can download my music, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Cyrus Radio. It's all there.
And I want to say thank you to Lady Cassandra Webb for making the introduction to me. To Mr. Roland. Hi, Lady Cassandra. I love you so much. She and Mr. Roland this past weekend, I think you guys were at the Governor's Mansion or someplace else for the I had not heard about those awards, so I was going to ask you, what were the awards that you guys received this weekend? What was that?
It was the International Recording. It's the International Recording Artist Awards, and it was in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Oh, wow. And so that, you guys have to follow his page. Look at those. It was great. I'm going to let you go find that out. But here we go with Introducing Christ.
In your deep presence, man, he's always there. Every time I have a need, he always hears my plea. Let me tell you about a man. He's a loving God. Has no power in his hand. He's watching over us, shielding, protecting us from all harm. He is a mighty fortress, a great God is he. Every time I need him, all I have to do is call on him. And he loved us.
The love that
ooh, what a love he
mother,
had for us.
Mother,
greater than any other.
Father,
any other love. I will sing a new song unto the Lord, for he's worthy to be praised. I will lift up my voice and praise when I think of the marvelous things that God has done for me. Thank you. If you look back on your life and you see the things that God has brought you through. In this life, we're either going through a storm or we're coming out of a storm. But in all things, we must give God thanks. I endure the most grande. No, nada. I endure the most grande. No, nada, no, nada. ¿Cuál es el nombre? ¿Cuál es el nombre? We are his children, and he loves us. Ooh, what a love he has for us. Greater than any mother could ever have for a child. Is there greater love than the love that God has for us? Oh no, there is no greater love. Is there greater peace than the peace that God has for us? It's a peace that surpasses all understanding. Oh no, he is a great God. I will continue to utter praises out of my mouth, for his name is worthy to be praised. Let me tell you about a man. He is our father. We are his children.
that was Introducing Christ by Mr. Arthur Rowland. Mr. Rowland, thank you so much for being on the air with us today. I know you're getting ready to leave tomorrow for the Caribbean and then Aruba. Oh, my goodness. But I just want to thank you for your time and honoring us with your story and blessing us.
Well, I'm honored to be on your show, and I've enjoyed you, and I appreciate your spirit. And I thank you for having me. I know that you could have had a lot of people on, but I thank you for giving me your platform. And hopefully something I said or did touch somebody tonight, because I want people to understand it. It's not over till it's over. So, you know, no matter what your plan or your situation is, God has an ultimate plan, so you got to stick with that.
Amen. Amen. Well, you have a safe travel. We appreciate you, and just want to say thank you so much. And again, thank you to Lady Cassandra for making the connection. You guys need to actually know our song that we're going to end with is Lady Cassandra, which is called Send Me, which is an amazing, amazing song. And you can actually next year, you will probably be able to see, if you guys come to Las Vegas, Mr. Arthur Rowland and Lady Cassandra and many of the other great Christian artists. I know when I went there one time, I was able to meet a lot of people. So you guys have a great week. Keep staying blessed, and just want to thank everybody for listening to Rolling with the Diva. Stay tuned on Friday. We're doing a special show. I usually don't do shows on Friday, but I'm reading a lot of books. So I have an author, Dr. Paul Kelly, PhD, and he's going to be talking about his newest book, his second book that's on the top 20, for my understanding, of on Amazon and other wherever people report their books at. Sorry, I have to get that straight. But it's called Homelessness in the Church. Wow, I didn't know that. And it's a great book. Talking about people sometimes when they go to church, they don't feel it's part of a circle. And he gives ideas and feedback on that. So you guys have to tune into that. And we're going to sign off with Rolling with the Diva, and our song will be ending with Lady Cassandra. You guys have a great evening. Thanks, Mr. Rowland, and you be blessed. Here we go. And that song was Lady Cassandra Send Me. She was on about, I think, 3 weeks ago on our show. I'll put those links up for Lady Cassandra, Dwayne Gott, and many other artists that we have on, such as Clarence and many other artists, authors that we have had on. Again, if you guys are want to brand your product, either, you know, I'm not moving for you. Somebody is, like, driving crazy. If you want to brand your product or you want to play your music, please send me an email at cvwtdiva@gmail.com. I'm here to network with people and help you get to the place where you want to in life and where God has you. I do feel I need to play this song by Mr. Dwayne Gott, Help Me to Pray. That was a special song by Mr. Dwayne Gott, G-O-T-T, Help Me to Pray. You guys have a wonderful evening. This is Sabrina Williams with Rolling with the Diva. I'm signing off. I thank you guys so much for listening to the show. I hope that you know that you are loved, that God has a plan for you and a purpose, and he wants your life successful as it says in Jeremiah 29:11. I know that I didn't read the verse, and I'm not misquoting it for you Bible-thumping people. Don't send me an email. But if you ever need anything or you want to comment on the show or you need somebody to talk to or you need a referral and you don't and you miss the referrals for counseling, maybe you need shelter or anything else, you let me know. My email is cvwtdiva@gmail.com. Or you can actually call me at 951-552-3292. Don't be afraid to reach out to somebody if you're afraid to struggle. Reach out to somebody if it's hard. Life is tough, but you're loved and wanted. Never, never doubt that. You are a unique human being, and you are specially formed and made, and you thank you for tuning in with Rolling with the Diva. I'm your host, Sabrina Williams, and we'll see you Friday at 4 p.m. for Dr. Kelly, PhD, and Mrs. Kelly, and they'll talk about his book, Homelessness. Wow, I did not know that. Have a great evening, y'all.